Okay, so as we continue our quest with Rav Shor to prepare, be able to prepare ourselves for the Seder, he really brings out an amazing idea that we learned from the koach of that women have the whole entire year, and the men be able to tap into the night of the storm. You know, Chazal bring down in Gemara Kiddusha on Mem Tes Amud Beis, Asara Kabin Sicha Yardu La'olam, 9-10 units of speech came down to the world. Tisha Natlu Nashim, women took 9 of them. Ve'echad kol ha'olam kulo, and one is put for the rest of the world. Meaning, the women took 9, and the one is given to the men. So, Rav Shor wants to say, pashtus is that this looks like a little bit of a chisaron for women, that they have, you know, the women have this human nature that they speak a lot, and it looks like really a chisaron. Rav Shor says there's a big mila to it as well. So, this obviously when someone says this at the seder, it's got to be said in a positive manner. You don't want to say anything chas v'shalom negative. So, Rav Shor is going to tell us this positive koach that women have through speech. So he brings down an amazing story when they were building a new base medrash in Lublin, the Chos of Lublin. You know, they had got the last bricks down, and the Rebbe of Lublin, they brought him in, and they were very excited to show the Rebbe the new building. And he said, it's missing something. The base medrash is missing something. And they said, Rebbe, what's it missing? He says, the Chosar Ezra's Nashim. It's missing the Ezra's Nashim. He says, Rebbe, we have the Ezra's Nashim, we have the curtain, we have everything. It's like, no, we're missing Koach HaDema'o Shel Nashim. We're missing the amazing ability of the women, the tears and the cries that women have. And then Rav Shor explains that we know that women have this an amazing ability to be able to daven. Their tefillahs are more stronger, have a bigger koach than men. And it brings down the Medrash of Beishas Rabbah. Lomiris Akro Haimos. Why were the Imos barren from children? Shekharish Baruch Hu Misavel Tefilosan Ulisichosan. Shekharish Baruch Hu desired to hear their tefillahs. Shekharish Baruch Hu Dafka desired to be able to hear their tefillahs. And Rav Shor wants to say, what is this 9 units of speech that the women took? They had this. They have the ability to be able to daven, to be able to daven in on such a high level. So Rav Shor wants to say, on the night of the storm, the men have the ability just as much as the women do. And listen how he explains. He quotes the Haggadah Shal Pesach of the Sefer Or Yitzhar. Never heard of it, but it sounds like a beautiful, beautiful Haggadah. Which quotes the Chazal and the Gemara Sota Yod Aleph Amabes. B'schar Nashim Sidkanius. Shehayu ba'oso ador nigalu Yisrael miMitzrayim. We know because from the word of the Nashim Sidkanias, the righteous women, Klai Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and everyone knows famous Chazal because the men used to get back from the work, and the women would dress themselves up and be able to continue Klai Yisrael going. So he says an amazing thing here. He says we know from Rav Pinchas of Karetz, we know that Pesach is really 2 words, Pesach, right, an open mouth. So he says here, the belayla ze yesh la nashim koach hasicha shel nashim. The night of Pesach, the 2 nights of the storm, the men have the ability of a nashim to be able to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're on that level. The justice of the women have the entire year have this amazing koach. So too the men have this ability because Pesach 2 words, like the mouth is open, right? That's why we know that if you look in the psukim, the only time Klai Yisrael davened was the Mitzrayim when Paro died, because they were so busy. Paro, what the Osios Paro is, everyone, Rav Shor always quotes, right, from Mepharshim. Paro is Pera, the mouth is bad. Pesach means the mouth is open. It's the ability to be able to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and then he quotes here from the Sar Shom of Bells, he says that when Halach Ma'ani, when there's a minhag, for that the men should lift up the Ka'ara, he says that Dafka, the Rebbetzin, also at the Seder, the Rebbetzin would also have this, would pick up the Ka'arot. Why? To be able to show everyone the Schar Nashim Sikonius. That's why we left. It wasn't just for, it wasn't people thinking, oh, the men are running the storm, the men are saying the different Torah. The Rebbe is saying, no, you have to remember this Chazal. You have to remember that Dafka through the Koach of women, that's why we also left. And finally, his last proof to be able to show that this amazing Koach that women have and the amazing Koach that the men have the ability to be able to achieve at the Seder, he says that we know from a Sefer from the Semech Tzadik, not the Semech Tzadik of Lubavitch, but the Semech Tzadik, I think it might be a vision, it's safer. He says that through the matzah, we're mevatel the dinim, we're mevatel any hardships. So what does he say? He says, just like Barash Hashanah, we have the shofar. What's the shofar do? We know the Gemara tells us, the shofar is supposed to mean Ma'or HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. So he says the same thing that the ka'ara, the plate. And how does he say, how does he prove this? We know that it says in the Baal HaGadol, it says, Magbi'en Es HaKa'ara. You have to lift up the ka'ara. What does that mean, lift up the car? The Pashup Shad is lift up the plate. Lift up the plate like the Belzer Rebbe. Lift up the plate like the Belzer Rebbetzin. He says here, Magbian Esa Ka'ara. What does that mean, Magbian Esa Ka'ara? Lift up the word Ka'ara. And if lift up the word Ka'ara, what does it spell out? It spells out the exact word shofar. What does the shofar do? The shofar is Ma'or Rachamim. The shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Ma'or Rachamim Tefar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too the Ka'ara. When you lift up the Ka'ara, we're lifting up, we're going down to our deepest depths. Mamakim Karasicha Hashem or Davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That should be a good year. So Davka, we have this ability on Pesach, just like the women have the Koach the whole entire year. But we have the Koach, the men have the Koach as well on Seder night to be able to say that through the Torah and through the Tefillah, we have the ability to be able to be Ma'or Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachim. So Ezra Shem, when we go into the Seder night, it shouldn't just be the men talking at the Seder or the men davening, but the women also be able to say, no, the women, we only get the koach to be able to daven from the Seder. You have the koach the whole entire year. We're getting on to your level on this night and on these nights. And Ezra Shem, Shvizocha, to be Ma'or, to Magbin Esra Ka'ara, to be lift up the word Ka'ara, which is lift up to be able to lift up the word Ka'ara, which literally means shofar, to be Ma'or Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, and Ora Torah and Tefillah should only bring Rachamim and only good things for all of Klai Yisrael.